I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like
spooky things.
Spooky things. But most of all, what do we like?
Self-care for yourself.
Self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I had a craft night with my besties. Although it didn't go well because I'm trying to figure out how to work my Cricut. Which, like, cuts vinyl and shit.
It takes time to learn it.
Everyone was like, it's so easy. I, like, watched a couple of videos and I was like, oh, I got this.
And yeah, but you're watching videos of people who've had the Cricut for, like, years and years and years.
It's really hard.
Well, think about, like, computer. I had to be on the computer with somebody and I had to FaceTime with him so I could show him how to send an email once.
Right. And by once, I just need to, like, have someone show me a little tutorial or something and then... Like, in person, because then I have questions, like, while...
I know two women.
...video's happening. I know.
Who, yeah.
I'm going to hit up your mom and be like, hey, come help me.
She makes some cool shit. Like, she's like, that? I just made it with my Cricut. I'm like, okay, brag about it, but, like, yeah, can you help me?
I need her help.
Yeah, she'll help you.
So, yeah, although craft night didn't end up as expected, it was still fun to hang out with my friends, yeah.
What were they going to say?
It's going to say, oh, sip, it's a girl's trip, because we're going to Palisade.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
So. That's fun.
But it did not work out, so sometimes I have a week to try and figure it out.
Well, call Care
I'll call
Bear.
Your mom. What did you do for your self-care?
This week, man, you know, everything's coming to a blur. Well, okay, so... At this point, the wedding has already happened. Why? Like, when you're listening to this, I'm already, like, marred and stuff. But we are recording ahead of time. But I actually, like, finally received confirmation that I sent in, like, pictures of the dogs to get made into, like, the cake toppers.
So cute.
And they sent me back the pictures. So they're going to be shipping them this week. But... I finally, like, just was like, whatever. I took pictures of the dogs. I mean, I had some pictures, but, like, I needed the back of them. Aspen doesn't have a tail. That's upsetting, but it's fine. There's worse things that could happen, but
doesn't
I finally...
Have, like, a stub?
No, Ruger does. Spen has a full tail.
Oh, you mean, like, on the cake topper?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, Spen just has a stub, but, okay. Yeah, they sent pictures, and I'm so excited to get them.
Yeah, it looks so
They
cute.
Don't have black eyes, actually. It's just, like, the brown is, like, at the bottom.
Yeah.
Because Keith was like, ooh, why did they have black eyes? And he zoomed, and he was like, okay, they actually have brown eyes. But I was like, I need to fix them. I can't have, like, black-eyed dogs.
Demon dogs.
Yeah,
on your
demon
cake.
Dogs. No big deal, but I'm really excited. So that's what I did, was just, like, did it, and then they, like, sent... a picture right away, and I was like,
so cute.
It's so cute. I'm so excited.
I love that.
I told Keith, I was like, can these be on the mantle? And he's like,
absolutely.
Yeah, they are gonna be on the mantle. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
So,
aww,
fun times.
Nice.
So what are you gonna tell me about this week?
So this week I'm going to tell you a Colorado history story that sort of got muddled and twisted around, but this is the legend of the nude duel.
I have no idea what you're about to tell me about.
I've been wanting to do this for a while because I read it and I was like, this is fucking hilarious and I love it. But we're going all the way back to 1877.
I'd like to say I'm there, but I don't have any context for what it was like. So I'm there, but like...
Like, there's a lot of gambling, there's saloons.
I'm in a ghost town in my brain.
Drinking, there's horses and buggies.
It probably smells really bad.
Everyone has a gun.
Yeah.
That they just whip out when they're drunk.
Sometimes you whip out your gun when you're drunk.
Yeah.
Know?
So this is the new duel of two famous Denver madams. So in 1877, Colorado had only been a state for like a year. The population was 20,000. Centennial
state for a reason.
Yes. And things were economically not the best. Women tried to get rights to vote.
Absolutely not.
But men were like,
you mean fuck boneheaded you. Women?
Yeah, they're like,
want rights?
No, thank you.
Oh, do they also want like to be able to choose for their bodies? Absolutely not.
Can't do that.
No.
So they wouldn't actually get the right to vote until 1893.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was a tough economic time. One article I read was like, apparently there had been like a grasshopper infestation.
Okay.
So random.
Okay, here's a question for you. Sorry, I'm about to tangent off. Not really. Okay. I remember in fifth grade, there was like grasshoppers everywhere. Like me and my friends would catch them because we were weird. And we would like hold grasshoppers for like fun. And then they went away. Okay. And maybe I went away. Maybe I just strayed.
Weren't an outside child.
Yeah. No, I was. But like, I never really saw grasshoppers after that.
I see like a million grasshoppers all the time.
Not that I was looking for them. Okay. But last year, holy shit, there's grasshoppers fucking everywhere. I'm telling you, like, I used to see them all the time when I was a kid. And then they went away. They didn't go away. Then all of a sudden they're back. Like, did you have that? Or have you always seen grasshoppers?
No, I think I've always seen grasshoppers.
I didn't see grasshoppers for 15 years.
That's weird.
Yeah.
For you.
I now feel weird, but like...
strange.
Yeah. Sound like you're like, weird.
It was weird that you didn't see grasshoppers for 15
years. Well, I also didn't have a yard, so that could be it. But like, I literally never saw them again. So
that's strange. I don't know. There was an infestation.
Explain, Danae.
There was an infestation and, you know, times were tough. A lot of ladies turned to sex work to make ends meet.
Makes sense.
And like I said, it's kind of the Wild West. You know, there's guns everywhere. People are getting drunk as fuck. Gambling is super fun.
I mean, living the high life.
The lawless Wild West. Lawless West. So... Denver Park was southwest of town. It was known for having some unsavory characters and some happenings once it got dark.
Here's my question. Has it changed?
No.
Yeah, I was about to say, I feel like that's probably still the case now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Maddie Silks, she's one of the madams, and her man Court Thompson had been in Denver for about 6 months. And they had already earned a pretty bad reputation.
Oh. I was hoping they were like, they solved the grasshopper infestation by
no.
Kim not seeing them for 15 years.
Maddie was born in Indiana, and she was known for becoming a madam at 19. She was kind of famous for, like, skipping being a sex worker and going straight to madam. So she's cool, I guess.
I mean, good for
her. She's like boss lady.
Yeah.
When she arrived in Denver, she had been fined $12 in March of 1876 for drunkenness.
$12.
$12. And in today's money, guess how much that is?
$500.
$288. Okay. That's a pretty big fine just for
being drunk. Honest with you, and I'm not just trying to say this. Uh-huh. I thought $250, and then I was like, nah, double it.
Double it.
Yeah. So I like thought $250.
Your initial ghost guess was correct.
Yeah, my ghost guess.
Thompson was a drunk. He kind of sucked. He beat her up. He spent her money that she had earned as a madam. He embarrassed her frequently.
Aww.
He just was not the best.
He sucked.
But she loved him, and they were pretty much a hot mess. Kate Fulton arrived shortly in Denver before Maddie Silks, as she was also a madam. Although I couldn't find as much information on her, she just seemed to be, like, not as much of a hot mess. So.
Good for her.
According to the nude Silks-Fulton duel from Colorado Encyclopedia, August 24th, 1877 was a Friday night. Silks and Fulton were both drinking at the Denver Park Bar.
Wait. Did you say August 24th, 19...
Oh, sorry, did I say 19? 1877.
Okay. Sorry. I heard 1924. I was like, you mean like 100 years
ago? No, August 24th, 1877.
Maybe I heard Okay, keep going.
So they're at the Denver Park Bar. They're getting drunk, you know, doing what you do in the Wild West. And the two madams started arguing. Court Thompson stepped up and he was like, "I'll fight for Maddie," and punched Kate Fulton in the face.
Oh.
Another man.
Oh, okay. So we were cool. We were cool with like women getting assaulted.
Yeah, it's the Wild West. No one gives a fuck. Another man, Sam Thatcher, attempted to restore the peace, but he was also punched in the face by
Sam. Thank you.
Court Thompson. So a number of Thompson's friends then descended upon Sam Thatcher, and Kate Fulton placed herself between Sam, because he was trying to like help her, and all the attackers. When she did this, she received a kick to the face that shattered her nose.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, it's violent. Thompson threw a gun, Thompson then drew a gun before being kicked to the ground and disarmed. After everyone was separated, Thompson returning to his wagon and going back to Denver.
Wagon nerd. Just kidding.
When somebody ran up to the carriage and fired a shot that grazed the back of his neck.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like this way?
Yeah. Like, just the back of his neck. Oh, like, a little, ouch. Like, it didn't get him, but the bullet kind of scraped
him. Well, but they were trying to get him.
Yeah. So, Kate Fulton left in the morning by train for Kansas City, because she wasn't sure, like, if the Denver police were going to come get her or arrest her, or if they even really cared. And
if anyone cared, which they probably didn't.
Probably didn't. By all contemporary standards, the incident was no duel. It was a drunken brawl. So.
Yeah, duels, you're usually, like, two consenting people. It's between two people.
Yes, and it's kind of like a date and a time. They arrange, and then they, like, pull their guns and shoot each other. Whatever.
Yeah. What we've seen in cartoons, let's be real.
Yeah. But that really is, like, I look...
Sure,
like,
there
was one of the articles was, like, by a duel, it means, like, you literally are, like, agreeing upon a date and time and then, like, pulling your gun.
Yeah.
So, this reporter, in quotes, he's kind of, like, he's, like, what today would be, like, a tabloid reporter.
Yeah.
Like, he's just...
TMZ.
Yeah, he's, like... He wants to, like, spin the best story.
He wants the dirt.
He wants the deets. Yeah. He is not afraid to just, like, make some shit up. His name is Forbes Parkhill. So he's known for just, like, embellishing his stories. He's known for just adding some extravagant bullshit to, like, make it a good story, you know?
Yeah. You gotta get your good story when you can.
Yeah. So he was writing an article for the Denver Times about this incident. And he says, quote, "This is the story of lovely Maddie Silks, the fastest woman in all the West, and her knight in tarnished armor, Corez D. Thompson, who tried hard to be the fastest man. It begins with an account of the only known formal pistol duel ever fought between women. This duel was on the night of August 25th, 1877, in the Olympic Gardens at Denver. The principals were Maddie Silks and Katie Fulton. Feminine markmanship being what it is, Maddie missed Katie, and Katie missed Maddie.
But oh my Court gosh, was so shot in the neck. Sexist. Women marksmanship. I'm like, right when you said that, I was like, oh my
that
fucking
That part made
God.
Me laugh so hard. Feminine markmanship being what it is, Maddie missed Katie, and Katie missed Maddie. Like, what the fuck?
Fuck you, fuck off. Like, funny, but, like, rude.
Yeah, super rude. So, Parkhill was basically wrong about, like, every single fucking detail in that. He got the date wrong, the location wrong. He didn't even say Kate's name right. Like, she always went by Kate Fulton, not Katie Fulton.
I hate the fact that, though, like, what happened, he wasn't wrong.
And he used the word duel, which, it, like, we were just discussing, meant that the ladies were shooting at each other, which they did not.
Respectfully so, but it was not.
So, deeper into the article... He spun a tale that the fight broke out because there was some flirting going on between Kate Fulton and Court Thompson. And Maddie Silks was just, like, not having it. She's like, that's my man.
Oh, no.
Not today. And then
oh my god.
Park TMZ. Hill also made up the story that the Denver Park Party was a celebration of Maddie Silk's winning $2,000 in an earlier bet, and that a doctor treated Thompson's wounds at the scene. Again, none of this is true. He's just making shit up, like, as he goes, to make this story more interesting.
I mean, okay, you said it was like a tabloid reporter.
Yeah.
TMZ does bullshit like this.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
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 So he's living his best life being a Wild West reporter.
I mean,
but as the story was published, like after his initial story was published, then it's kind of like the snowball effect where more and more rumors get spun.
Yeah.
And eventually what emerged was that the drunken brawl was now known as the nude duel. Rumors swirled that amidst the chaos of the duel, the two madams lost their shirts and they were firing at each other bare-breasted.
I do that all the time.
Like, for what fucking reason would they lose their shirts?
Have you ever other seen than a man's a porno? Fantasy?
He's just like, you know what would be hot? As if they had their boobs out.
Just shooting, like, with their titties on every lane.
Just, like bouncing around. Like, so...
Because that's how much they're, like, into this duel that they're like, oh, no.
My titty should be free for this. Like, yeah, what?
Free the titty for that me to shoot another woman. Literally makes
no sense.
Calm down, sir. So dumb.
So, although it is known as the nude duel... And that didn't happen at all. It was just like a drunken fight. It's still known as that. And historians have said, like, yeah, none of that should happen. Like, it's not real. The Denver legend was born. And people love this story. And they continue to tell it.
Oh, I love it.
And as I said, Fulton went back to Kansas. Bare-breasted women were
fighting.
I know, right? Like, they were missing, too. Because, you know, women can't shoot.
Those women and their really shitty shooting skills. Right. You know how it is.
You know how those women are. So Fulton went back to Kansas.
Why aren't they in the kitchen?
Silks was actually, Maddie Silks was like a really great businesswoman. Like she bought properties throughout Denver. She rented properties throughout her whole life. Like she was like a boss bitch. And she actually bought a building on Market Street, 1942 Market Street, which at the time... Market Street was kind of like the red light district.
Okay.
So like that was where a lot of brothels now were. Now it's
the restaurant district.
I know.
But the restaurants can't stay alive on Market. Like say no. What you want.
It's shit a doesn't constant stay. Turnover. Yeah. Yeah. And so basically she ran that establishment until Prohibition when, you know, the liquor dried up, then, you know, fun times weren't really being had anymore. So
no. It was a rough time for everybody.
It was a rough time to be a brothel. So,
brothels gotta have their rough times too.
Yeah. So, it's still there. I believe, like, when she bought that place, at the front entrance, in tile, she had it, like, spelled out as M. Silks. And I believe that's still there. And it's been, like, a restaurant.
It's historical. It's been, so, like, yeah. Why would you get rid of that? You
know? Yeah, it's been, like, a whole bunch of things. But I believe it is still there.
And well, she was shooting bare-breasted.
She was just titties out.
Yeah.
You know, tits to the wind, guns to the sky.
Missing,
of missing course. Every single time. She wasn't even looking where she was shooting. She was just like...
Yeah. Burr, 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 sometimes burr. You just shoot up in the air and...
Just for the know, drama.
Yeah.
It. Yeah.
I love the drama of it. Why not? Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, that's the story that I've been wanting to tell you about.
Oh my god.
The historic.
I love it so much.
Well, not really that historic. I mean, it was a fight, but it wasn't actually.
It was a drunken brawl.
No one was naked.
Suddenly very
theatrical. And they weren't fighting over Court Thompson because
yeah, Court was ugly.
He was a drunken douchebag who sometimes gambled all of Maddie's money away, so who would fight like over that guy? Not me.
Not today anyway.
Yeah. So I just thought it was a funny story.
That I enjoyed that very much. I needed
to share with you.
I am going to find the M Silks, and I want to post that so yeah, people can yeah, see what that it. Is. But we'll post pictures on our Instagram.
Yeah.
At Mysterious Mavens Pod, just on Instagram.
Yeah, and if you have any legends or lore or stories you want to tell us, then email us at MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com.
We're also on Facebook and TikTok, so don't lie to us and tell us you can find us on anything, because that's a lie.
Don't be a lying liar. And until next time, self-care yourselves.
And self-care for yourself. I said take care of yourselves, but I mean...
We're tired. Don't judge us.
It's late.
It's our show.
Yeah, it's our show. Get out of here.
Okay, bye.
Bye.